seem like everything's working okay. Now you can plug them in, right?
Then you can plug them in. Can you plug them in?
What do you mean, can I plug them in? What do you mean, can I plug them in?
Let the calls come in. Click on them.
I don't know. Ain't nobody came in yet, Loretta.
Yeah, I know.
You sound like Mama asking me a question. Same thing. Is it working? You brought me in, though, right?
Yeah.
It's just me and you. Ain't nobody okay. Mm,
okay. We got to celebrate 3 weeks of birthdays.
Oh, I didn't even look at that.
Huh?
That is everybody show up.
I thought we did 2 weeks ago. We went off.
I remember.
What did you say? That? You remember we did 2 weeks? We were gonna be off.
Yeah, we did 2 weeks, but
we got 2 weeks now.
We got 3 weeks now. Cause we missed last week.
Yeah, but that's 9 weeks in this week, right?
I got the week of the 13th through June 3rd. That's what I have on my paper.
We did the week of the 13th. I'm going to call it journaling.
I have it 6th through the 12th the last time we did birthdays.
Uh-uh.
I think you're right.
Okay. Go ahead.
I don't remember saying anything about June.
Yeah, it's Sister Shirley's song. And it was the 6th through the 12th. So that's the last date of birthday that I put in.
Okay.
And then we wasn't able to get on last week.
All right.
Why are you smacking it? So it looks like nobody gonna come on. Go ahead and take my little nap because I'm so sleepy.
Dennis wasn't going to be able to come over. They were going to the hospital, and Beth said Freddie was having a cookout and they were going to be over there.
Oh, so you think everybody barbecuing today?
Instead of tomorrow.
I can just fall asleep.
Hi.
I'm so sleepy.
Uh-oh.
I can just go to sleep. I didn't take no nap when we came from church.
Uh-huh. They're going to dare you, I guess.
Hello?
Hello, yes. How you doing?
Good, how are you?
I was calling for the prayer line.
Okay, and your name?
My name is Vanessa Brightwell.
Okay.
Vanessa Brightwell.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Welcome.
Hello?
Should I go ahead and get started, Angela, or what?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Okay. Hello?
Hello? Okay.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Auntie Dot. Good evening. Good evening.
Good evening. How you doing?
All right. Okay, I will pick up reading in Leviticus 22 while we wait for others to join in on the call.
Okay.
The Lord told Moses to instruct Aaron and his sons to be very careful not to defile my holy name by desecrating the people's sacred gift, for I am Jehovah. From now on and forever, if a priest who is ceremonial defiled, sacrifice an animal brought by the people, or handle the gifts dedicated to Jehovah, he shall be charged from his priesthood, for I am Jehovah. No priest who is a leper or who has a running sore may eat the holy sacrifice until healed. And any priest who touches a dead person or who is defiled by a ceremonial emission or who touches a reptile or any other forbidden thing or who touches anyone who is ceremonial defiled for any reason, that priest shall be defiled until evening and shall not eat of the holy sacrifice until after he has bathed that evening. When the sun is down, then he shall be purified again and may eat of the holy food, for it is his source of life. He may not eat any animal that dies of itself or is torn by wild animal, for this will defile him. I am Jehovah. Warn the priests to follow these instructions carefully, lest they be declared guilty and die for violating these rules. For I am the Lord who sanctified them. That was the reading out of Leviticus 22, 1 through 9. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We didn't have any more callers, so we're just going to go ahead with that call.
Okay. All right. Hey, you want to do a roll call real quick?
Okay. I have Mom, Loretta, Vanessa, Brightstone, IT Dot.
Yes.
Okay. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I just want to put out there that I pray that everyone had a wonderful Mother's Day. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. But this is a day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to the Nellis Family Weekly Prayer Service. We pray that you all brought some good news to share. If not, just say pass. Now, if everyone would bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line, please.
Father God, prepare our minds, O God of truth, prepare our minds to hear and heed your holy word. Fill every heart that longs for you with your mysterious presence. Lord Almighty, Father, with your Son and Blessed Spirit, hear our prayers. Teach us to love eternal truth and seek its freedom everywhere. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. And I just wanted to point out that Vanessa is Daniel's friend.
Okay.
Okay. I invited her to the program a couple of weeks ago, so I'm glad she's here. I'm glad you joined us, Vanessa.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Angela, you running the program?
I think I should.
Okay.
All righty. Let's go ahead and start with Mother.
Okay. I'm going to be reading Psalm 103. And it reads, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. Who will forgive all of thy iniquity? Who heal all of thy diseases? Who redeem thy life from destruction? Who crown thee with loving kindness and tender mercy? who satisfy their mouth with good things. To that, their youth is renewed like the eagle. The Lord executes thy counselment and nourishment for all of that oppressed. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mother. Okay, next, Loretta.
Okay, let's see. My reading is coming out of the upper room, and the title is Despite Obstacles. Two or three times a week, I take a little spiritual walk, taking time to reflect on the will of God for my life. I think about past events and those that are coming up. One day on my walk, I saw some plants that had pushed through the stone wall as I was passing. These plants astonished me. The power of life and energy that God put in them had helped them to grow despite obstacles, even through a wall. In our spiritual life, obstacles and trials can threaten us. We may fall into despair when we encounter financial crisis, unemployment, conflicts, misunderstanding. But in Psalm 61 tells us that God is our refuge and protection. Faith in God helps us to overcome despair. So we can be filled with spiritual strength through prayer, spiritual reflection, Bible reading, fellowship with brothers and sisters in faith, fasting, and taking Holy Communion. When we are filled with God's strength, we mature, become strong, enough to overcome even the stony obstacle in our path. That was the reading out of the upper room. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Loretta. Auntie Dot, would you like to go next?
Yes. I'm reading Psalm 122. I was glad when they sang, "Let us go in the house of the Lord. Our feet shall stand within our gate, O Jerusalem." Jerusalem is built as a city that is compact together. Will the tribe go up, the tribe of the Lord, unto the testimony of Israel, to give thanks unto the name of the Lord? For there are set thrones of judgment and thrones of house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee. Peace be within their wall, and prosperity within their palace. For my brothers and companions' sake, I will now say, peace be within thee. Because of the house of the Lord, our God, I will seek thou good. Amen.
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 Amen. Okay. Vanessa, would you
like to
join us, or are you just listening?
Ma'am?
Would you like to join us, or are you just listening?
Well, I don't got in the bed, and I don't have my book.
That's okay. That's no problem.
Yeah, I'm paralyzed, waist down. I was shot 6 months ago at the store. Some guys were shooting.
Oh, man.
So I just got it back in the bed. But next Sunday, I will have my Bible in my bed with me. I'll be up.
All righty. That's no problem. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think her shooting happened right after we left. Y'all was headed to Phoenix, and we was headed back to Cincinnati. I think that's when her accident happened.
Yeah, back in November.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, it was that following weekend we had left.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right along. I'm going to read out of Proverbs 12:13. The title of my reading is Make It Home Safely. The righteous person escapes trouble. God will not prevent us from having difficulties or trouble, but that trouble won't overwhelm us. Trouble will not defeat us. trouble will not hinder us from our blessings. Now, trouble may delay God's blessings, and trouble may cause us to be weary and worn in the midst of our struggles. But do not worry or get upset, because God will bring those who are in a right relationship with Him safely through. God tells us, when it seems like the river is about to overflow its banks, just hold on. His unseen hand will be your dam, preventing a flood from overwhelming you. When you feel like Job, confused and wondering why every area of your life is under attack, just hold on and give God praise. Help is on the way. He'll send angels, put a hedge around you. But don't give up. Just reach out to God. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I'm coming over to you, Loretta.
Okay, if everyone would bow their head for the sick and shut in, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for all that you do for Auntie Marie, Mom, Carrie, Auntie Betty, Sister Shirley and family, the Verna family, Lenny and family, Carlos and the Wells family, the Moody family, the Williams family, Uncle Dave, Gary, Uncle Champ, Uncle Willie, Uncle Oliver, Ruth Edwards, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Mary Ann and family, the Boyers family, the Rossiter family, the Simmons family, Tony, Brian, Eric, Malachi, DeMarcus, Doretha and Jesse Verner, Vanessa, Rochelle Bessler, the Johnson family, Desert Kendrick, Reverend Allen and family, Marilyn and family, Eileen Holliday, the Dix family, the Hurd family, and anyone else that we are not aware of but stand in the need of a prayer. Father God, we ask that you allow us to hear that still voice. Activate the Holy Spirit in our sick and shut in and give them the strength that they need to keep pressing forward with Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And Father God, we plead the blood of Jesus over our sick and shut ins, for even today there is still power in the blood. And we plead the blood of Jesus from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. And Father God, we thank you for caring for all of us the way that you do. Heavenly Father, we call upon Jehovah Rapha for complete healing. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Okay. All righty. Thank you for that, Loretta. Now we would acknowledge all of our birthdays. Loretta, you said from May 13th.
You fading out, Angela.
We would acknowledge our birthdays, and Loretta, you said it was from May 13th through when?
Through June 3rd.
June 3rd, okay.
I have Jordan down for the 14th.
Mm-hmm.
And I have DeMarcus, right?
Yes.
Jordan and DeMarcus.
We have Regina Cody. Was it a 6th?
Yes.
Okay.
Regina.
To the 3rd? Okay. We've got we have Andy Sean coming up on the 28th. I have a Betsy on the 15th. Jalen on the 29th. Carla on June 3rd. That's all that I have.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, guys. Mom? You just told me. Can you sing that birthday song, please?
Happy birthday to you. To you. Happy birthday. God bless you. Happy birthday to you. And any more.
Man, amen. Happy birthday.
All righty. Thank you, Mom. Birthday song. Okay. Well, we will just go to our next round, and we will say poems of testimony. Your mama going to kill me today.
What is she doing?
I'm sitting here trying to talk to her. I go, don't you have a cake in the stove? Alrighty. But if you would like to have a testimony or share a poem or just more Bible verses, please do so. If not, just say pass. Let's start off with Achi Dot.
Yes, I'm going to read Psalm 117, God, Mercy, and Truth. Oh, praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise him, all ye people. For his mercy, kindness is great toward us. And the truth of the Lord endure forever. Pray ye the Lord. Amen.
Great man. Hallelujah. Amen.
Loretta, would you like to go to
Yes. I would like to share my oldest grandchild, Kadarius. Had his graduation ceremony on May 24th from the 6th grade, so he will be attending middle grade next year, 7th grade. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And I would like to share a poem. It's called Let Go. And it's by Stephen Michael Shoemaker. Let go of the anger. Let go of the pain. Sunshine will follow after the rain. Let go of your worry. Let go of your fears. You can't see the rainbow with your eyes full of tears. Just let it all go, like leaves in the wind. Then follow the Savior. And you'll find peace, my friend. Amen.
Amen. I liked it that way.
Amen. No, Angela, you still there?
I'm sorry, I had muted it. Thank you for that reading, Loretta. We're going to have Mom go next.
Okay, I have a praise report before I read my scripture.
Amen.
I just heard from Marie. She's doing pretty good, but Janice was going to spend some time with her this evening at the hospital.
Hey, amen.
Praise the Lord. Okay, and I'm going to be coming out of my red prayer book. It says, I am in Christ. I am God's child, for I am born again of the incorruptible seed, the Word of God. I am forgiven of all of my sin and washed in the blood. I am a new creature in Christ. I am a temple of the Holy Spirit. I am delivered from the power of darkness and translated in God's kingdom. I am redeemed from the curse of the law of sin and death. I am blessed I am a saint. I am the bread, the head, and not the tail, above and not beneath. I am holy and without blame before him in love. I am the elect of God. I am established to the end. I am made next to my Heavenly Father by the blood of Christ. I am set free. I am strong in the Lord. I am dead in sin. I am more than a conqueror. I am joint heirs with Christ. I am filled with the Holy Spirit of promise. I am in Christ by his doing. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Alrighty, thank you for that reading, Mother. Okay, that actually concludes our second round. I'll go ahead with the closing prayer. Do you please bow your heads? As we close, Lord, we want to give you honor. I'm sorry. Lord, we want to give honor to you. Thank you, God, for the time we have had today. May you bless each person who took the time to gather here today and let your hand of protection be on them throughout the rest of the week. Let the work done here tonight come to fruition and let it all be for your glory. Help us each day to do our part in sharing your word. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay, well, that concludes our program for tonight. The Nellen family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us. And Vanessa, we welcome you back anytime. And you can always be a listener, or you can join in. It's your choice.
Okay, I didn't know, so I'll make sure I have my Bible next Sunday in my hand.
And you're fine. You're doing just fine. We're glad to have you with us.
Well, thank you so much.
And we pray. Oh, you're welcome. And we pray that there was something shared that would help us through our busy week. Father God, we ask that you continue to bless the president and everyone in the White House. Continue to bless America and other nations. Father God, we promise to put on our full suit of armor this week for protection from our enemy. And remember to put God first in all that you do, and he will direct your path. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. May everyone have a blessed week. God loves you, and so do we. Happy Memorial Day. We love you all, and good night.
Good night. Have a blessed
week. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Love you all.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
I love
you
all, too. Good night.
Oh,